love the great traditions of the theater. And that is why we plan to pay homage to them tonight. For example, the one-sided phone call.
Ah, the one-sided phone call. This is very good. This is when a character makes a phone call, but they do it in a very stagey way where they repeat the phone call information to the other characters. First, get a telephone no one would have in real life.
Oh, hello.
Then, please do way too much business with the phone. Really show the audience you've been working with the prop all week. And then, ladies and gentlemen, a one-sided phone call. Ravi, a melodramatic wash, please.
Oh, hello. Well, John, I'm sure. The police? That's who you are. You know what an audience like is to be screamed at?
Yes, screaming is key to theater. Do you want to know why, Karen? Because I cannot afford Microsoft Word.
My baby. My chair baby. He killed him.
That is, of course, from Ionesco's Chairs. And...
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bingo Crisco, and this show is called What a Program! Wow. Hosted by me, Bingo Crisco, with special guest...
Amari Jiao.
Amari Jiao.
My government name.
Here's what we just heard, baby. First, we heard a clean version of Redbone by Childe Gambino.
The best
off of,
version.
Quaken, my love. And then we heard a clip from Oh Hello, starring John Mulaney and Nick Kroll. Because I'm not trying to be marketable today.
Never.
Today, what
if it's accessible, there's no point, is what I'll say.
What are we trying to do today, Amari? Are we trying to confuse and shock? What's our goal?
I think we need all mouths open. Okay. Everyone just needs to be
gaping.
Floored.
So I think today's going to be just going to be a real smorgasbord of us effing around. What can I say on the air?
Flexing
on all of them. Yep. That's what today's gonna be, baby.
Just like sit tight and sit like tight. Keep all your arms and legs in the vehicle.
Okay. You know what? I'm settling in. I'm turning away from my computer. Mm. I'm bringing the microphone closer to my mouth.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about today. Amari and I don't have any plans. We are truly lost. We really hyped this episode.
You did.
Online.
For sure.
And made sure that everybody's hopes were as high as they could be.
Correct.
Knowing full well that I had no plans and mm-hmm. knowing that those hopes and dreams would be dashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I want you guys to do is find a comfortable place. I don't know what that might be for you. Maybe it's DeWick. Maybe it's anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to list examples. And just let this experience, because that's really what it is an experience.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Just let it wash over you.
Yeah.
Because we're going on it too.
I feel like we're just like feeding off of each other's life forces, which like maybe isn't great, but like
I'm
it's
happy.
Happening. Yeah.
I'm having a good time. So I think... while we're trying to figure out what's going to happen next, we're going to play some music. Next up, I'm going to play a Yiddle Ditty that was actually kind of how we met, sort of. Or, like, the first, like, real interaction we had was over Daniel Caesar.
Oh, correct. You are right about that.
So next up, we are going to hear, by Daniel Caesar, a Yiddle Ditty.
No, say it again.
Yittle Ditty.
There it is.
By the name of Japanese Denim off of the Get You single. Here we go.
I don't stand in line, I don't pay for clothes with that, yeah. But I wait for you. drink. I don't like to think for that. Oh, but I ponder you. Oh, I'm bending it over. You're my four-leaf clover. I'm so in love, so in love.
It's no.
We're just gonna let you guys listen to the song. Oh Lord.
Oh yes. So should we? I'm spending all, yeah, this time. Man, you at the shop, sun was getting hot, I'm lonely, yeah. I'm in the city on my own. Never would have thought you'd be the one I got a homie. But that's the way it goes. I'm reaching Nirvana. Goodbye, sweet Rwanda.
Folks, here's what just happened. First, we heard Japanese Denim by Daniel Caesar off of Get You.
A classic.
Then we heard the
You Better Stop
Vine.
Vine,
which we did not know had a swear in it.
Because we never would have played it if we did.
I'm really sorry. Not the FDA. Who listens in?
The FBI.
The FBI. I'm sorry. No. There's like another. The FCC, is that what they call? Like the FCC won't let, or the ACC?
What? GRE.
The LGBT.
ACT.
ACT won't let me be. Now what's happening as I'm yammering is a song called Girl by Standing on the Corner off of Standing on the Corner. And now we're going to try something.
We're going to slow things down a little bit.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a dramatic reading of an article off of Clickhole entitled 5 times the animatronic fox on Splash Mountain addressed me by name. And told me he was going to marry my dad.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm gonna read the whole thing, I hope you know.
That's what I expect.
Because, as I said, at the onset of this, usually pretty well-structured radio show, we have no plan.
No.
And therefore, we need to fill time. And one of the ways I'm gonna do that is this. And Amari's gonna laugh. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna try not to say any of the swears.
Are there any swears?
There's a lot of swears.
Oh wow!
So I'm gonna go.
That's a game changer.
I'm gonna cough every time there's a swear.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Here we go. 5 times the animatronic fox on Splash Mountain addressed me by name and told me he was going to marry my dad. I recently went on a vacation to Disney World with my family. It was a lot of fun until I went on Splash Mountain. There are a lot of animatronic animals on that ride that sing and dance before you go over a big drop at the end. And although most of these robotic animals are wonderful to watch as you float down the river, there was an animatronic fox that started addressing me by name halfway through the ride. He told me that he was going to marry my dad.
Jeez.
He did that 5 times. 1, the time the animatronic fox made eye contact with me. I was riding Splash Mountain, and the animatronic fox was doing his pre-programmed speech about how he wanted to catch the animatronic rabbit. The fox said, "Now's our chance to set a trap for Br'er Rabbit." Then it turned around and looked me right in the eyes and said, "I'm going to marry your dad, Ryan." Then the fox leaned in real close to my face, which I'm pretty sure it was not programmed to do, and he said, "Call me Mrs. Dad, Ryan. I'm going to be your dad's bride at his wedding." Before he could say anything else, I had floated away from him to enjoy the rest of the magic of Splash Mountain.
Same.
2, the time the animatronic fox kept talking about how long the wedding would take when he married my dad. The big drop at the end of Splash Mountain was so fun that I decided to get back in line and ride it again. I was having a blast listening to all the robotic animals sing and move around until the animatronic fox once again turned to me as I floated past. It started to say, "You sure done made a fool of yourself, Br'er Bear," but about halfway through the line he trailed off, turned around and said, "Welcome back, Ryan. I'm going to marry your religious dad and the wedding is going to take forever. Everyone's going to talk so slow and your dad and I are going to kiss 100 times. Your dad is going to get down on his knees and thank Christ for making his wedding to the robot fox take so long." I tried to tell the robotic fox that I didn't want that to happen.
That's not what I want.
But I had already floated away from him. 3, The time the animatronic fox told me that he was going to wear my clothes when he married my dad. I decided not to go on Splash Mountain anymore. But then I remembered how fun the big drop at the end was, and I got back in line.
It's enticing.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping the animatronic fox would just do his clockwork movements and pre-recorded lines, but instead, he popped up out of the water in the middle of the ride and said, "Your dad is my fiancé, Ryan. I'm going to wear your shirts and your pants when I marry your dad. Your dad's going to wear a wedding dress, and we're going to be bonded in the eyes of Christ." Enjoy the rest of Splash Mountain, Ryan. After the ride, I told the Disney World employee working the line what had happened, and he just said, "That sounds bad," but he didn't do anything.
Sure does sound bad.
How do you think the FCC ACT feels about me saying Christ? Or talking about Christ in this manner?
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Is keep on saying it loudly on the air?
Yeah, see if everything shuts down.
All right, here we go. The time the fox's voice came out of the animatronic goose. I just couldn't stay away from that incredible drop at the end of Splash Mountain, so I got right back in line. There is an animatronic goose on Splash Mountain who mostly sings and babbles about being careful on rivers. One time when I was floating past the goose, it stopped singing, swiveled on its metal hinges to face me, and said to me in the fox's voice, "Ryan, it's me, it's the fox. I'm going to marry the ever-loving out of your religious dad. Listen to me, Ryan. Our wedding will not have any refreshments. Guests will be permitted to bring one bowl of warm water from home, but that's it.
Punishment.
Once I marry your dad, I'm going to become a huge part of your life. Have fun on the big drop." Then the goose's voice returned to normal and it sang a song about fishing. "I do not want to attend a wedding where there is no food, especially since the fox said it was also going to be very long." Five. And this is the last one, folks, and then we're going to, I don't know, do something else.
Obviously. Was that a really long bad word?
Yeah, that was a super bad word. Wow. Not me clearing phlegm out of my throat. Five. The time an animatronic model of my dad appeared next to the fox. I had promised myself I would never ride Splash Mountain again. But on the last day of vacation, the siren song of the big fun drop lured me right back into the den of the clockwork fox and his wet carnival of torment. When I got to the animatronic fox, he was standing next to an animatronic model of my father, which sparked and sputtered as he moved back and forth in repetitious motion. My log boat stopped right at that scene, which it had not done any of the other times before, and the animatronic fox started saying things like, "Hello, Ryan, your dad and I are going to be each other's wives, and you'll have to watch me marry your dad through the window of the church because you're not allowed inside, Ryan." Then the animatronic model of my dad said, "I love marrying the fox more than I love having a son," and then it burst into flames. As the ride finally lurched forward on the river and I floated away from this horrific scene, the fox called after me, "I'll see you and your real dad at the wedding, Ryan." I tried to call back, "Please don't do this." But my voice was drowned out by the sound of the robot porcupine singing about the dangers of being foolhardy.
That was just breathtaking. I'll say.
It took my breath away. I'm tired.
Honestly, pray for Ryan, everyone. Wait, how does the VCR feel about me soliciting prayer? Is that allowed? Does the CBS,
I think so. We're supposed to do one PSA per hour. So if we want to do a little PSA about religion, I think that's definitely not allowed, and we can do it anyway. Give it a shot.
I don't want you to lose everything.
What are we praying for?
That's what I'll say.
Well, I'm gonna lose everything. I mean, we're already in it. You know what I mean? It's done for. Man, we are really, really doing a great job of killing time right now. Next up, we are going to hear a little song by Otis Redding known as...
Which one is it? Oh.
The one you just suggested.
Try a little tenderness, sorry. It's called Try a Little Tenderness. Because when you first said that, I was like, "Oh, these arms of mine," and I was like, "Oh, that wasn't the one I said."
Tragique.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress. She gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try, try to build tenderness. All you gotta do is bend, hold her where you wanna, squeeze her, don't tease her, never leave her. Get to her, drop, drop, just try a little tenderness. Yeah, 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 rub her gentleman.
and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, did you think you were free of our nonsense?
You fool.
Please.
You were just foolish.
Please.
If that is what you thought.
You're only fooling yourself. Here's what we just heard. We heard Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding. And then we heard High by Little Dragon. I don't know if y'all caught. There's that one little part where she whispers, roll another one for
And then,
me.
What did you do?
Oh, I turned on my microphone and I just whispered it along with her because I have a lot of love for Little Dragon. And now, a new segment I like to call Amari literally just reading out her Venmo feed.
For sure. So
y'all ready for this?
So it's starting now. And I'm not going to use last names, but I am going to use first names.
Oh.
Is that allowed? How does the TDC feel about that?
How does the TDC?
The CBS.
You're too good at coming up with acronyms, with pulling them out of the air. I gotta come up with a few while you're reading this off.
Okay. So Jakira paid Tyler for chocolate emoji.
Yum.
Jenna paid Danny for MCDNK, which could just mean any number of things.
Truly. I'm going to use that as my next acronym.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Jim paid Emma for isms. Doesn't sound great.
That definitely sounds like something fishy went on there. Who was that?
Who was that?
Jenna and whomst?
Jim and Emma.
Jim and Emma.
They got to do better, is what I'll say.
Jim and Emma. I don't know who you are.
But
I'm come
not
on.
Happy about it.
try harder next time.
And then finally, Taylor paid Danny for, Tess, stop talking to me like that. Stop talking to everyone like that. I may be the cook's daughter, and my father may not be rich, but I'm a much better person than someone who feels good about herself because she makes everyone else feel bad. I'll take that any day. And that is the entire...
Jesus.
It's a lot. It's very, very...
Wow.
It's fueled with emotion.
I just took on a lot of... emotional baggage. I'm gonna be thinking about that.
I think we took on her pain.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got it sometimes.
All right, folks. If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to episode 6 of What a Program, hosted by Bingo Crisco with special guest
Amari Chow.
And
I feel like you need a better name. Like,
yeah,
you really come in strong with the Bingo Crisco.
Yeah. Well, I chose that name. I chose that name because, like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's just dumb words next to each other. Mm-hmm. But just the
our names, though.
The phonemes just sound so. The Bingo Crisco. That's just it's crisp. It's crisp. Crisp. Oh, let's do ASMR. I'm gonna play an ASMR video. Hold on. Y'all really thought. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna find my favorite one. ASMR Back Scratch by, what's her name? Love Today, ASMR. It's called ASMR Relaxing Back Scratch. I'm also gonna read off the URL in case any of you guys are wondering.
Yeah.
So YouTube.com/watch? V lowercase v equal sign lowercase p uppercase t lowercase j uppercase y lowercase a underscore all caps shh then both lowercase ml, and that's what we're listening to right now.
Just striking my fingers. What? Oh no! Oh no!
I love it. It helps me get to sleep. No. I don't want to hear it on the air anymore though. Because I just don't want to do that to you people.
No,
it's yeah, we've got to come up with a DJ name for you.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I didn't mean right now on the air, long as our show has no structure. Oh, yeah, the whole reason I was doing that
you
little
see
intro.
Why I was confused, though. Like, you kind of just, like, said it. You were just like, oh, we got to come up with a DJ name.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah, you know what? It's on me.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So
this episode is called Sasha and Amari's Power Hour.
That was good on your part.
I'm
when
very
I saw
proud
that,
of it.
I was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
So he has all the answers. That's what I now know.
And you know, false advertising. There's nothing.
I think it's powerful.
You think it's powerful?
Yeah, because we're just kind of just doing whatever. Like,
you know what? If you feel touched by this, if you feel like this has been a powerful experience for you, call in. The number is on WMFO.org.
Oh my God,
I'm definitely really bad at answering the phone. I've only done it like once in the entire time that I've been at WMFO. But you guys will be able to hear me struggle on the air. So, you know.
I look forward to it. Can you just do it for if for nothing else, do it for me?
Yeah, if nothing else, do it for Amari Joe. You want to give me a little song recommendation?
Okay. See if you can find the clean version of I was just thinking of the song. Give me a sec.
Give her a second, folks. Come on.
Give me one.
I know we're on the air. I know we're expected to be nonstop entertainment, but sometimes.
But sometimes you just gotta be human for a second. Yeah. See, like how that just happened.
Yeah, her headphones just fell off.
You heard it.
Yeah.
And you hear that I'm now shaken.
Yeah. Shooken.
Shooken.
You also might want to speak a little more into the microphone. Yeah.
Now you know that I'm shooketh.
You're right. This is a power hour. I take it all back.
I'm kind of.
I'm gonna play rain sounds in the background.
Special affair, clean version.
Special affair, clean version. Hold on. While I'm looking for this, I'm gonna play rain sounds.
By the internet.
Okay. A special affair, you said?
Yeah. By the internet.
Clean.
I could probably find a clean version.
Oh, I found it already. I don't even need to play these rain sounds anymore. Here we go, folks. The internet.
Wait. No. No? Okay. They say Patron. All right.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Here we go, baby. So we are currently receiving a call from some folks. Now we're on the air. We just received a call from some folks. I'm figuring out how this whole thing works. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, yeah, this is...
Oh my God, it's Julia's voice. I know it.
I'm from Loyola Marymount.
Okay.
Really, really big fans of the show.
Of course.
We've been listening since earlier today. Big time, long time fans.
Right.
And, yeah, we loved your story about the animatronic box.
Oh, I mean, who wouldn't?
Childhood, and we have a song to request.
Oh, what's the song request?
Actually, when Loyola and I were at trivia night the other night. We heard this song and we really enjoyed it, and we were hoping that you could play it.
It means a lot to us. And
it's kind of our song.
It really is. a nice summer hit, transitioning into fall.
Yeah, I think it's something that like the whole family can enjoy.
Okay.
So it's called Now That's What I Call Polka. I'm sorry, exclamation point.
By Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it, fam. Thanks so much for calling in. A lot of love for y'all. Amari, do you have any messages for your fans, your folks?
I love and miss you guys is what I'll say. thank you so much for participating.
All right, here we go. Now we have Now That's What I Call Polka by Weird Al Yankovic.
Chained our hearts in vain, we just other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. I wanna scream and shout and let it out.
You learn.
And you get money.
I mean, I get money. For sure.
I too get money.
You get, you too. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that you didn't. You don't get money. I just mean.
I just want to know what you mean by that. What you said. That.
What I meant is that not everybody gets money. And I don't want to alienate any of my listeners who don't get money.
That's really fair.
Yeah. I'm really, you know, I'm considering my audience.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And, well, honestly, this is the least considerate I've ever been to my audience. I mean, like, I was only half joking before when I said this radio show is usually pretty well structured.
Mm-hmm.
Usually have a theme.
Yeah, I know you do.
I play music that mm-hmm. that I like.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you don't like the music that I like have suggested?
No, I mean. Well, let's not mince words. Now that's what I call polka. What was that? I mean,
That was...
Look.
It was a little disrespectful. I didn't suggest it. And I think that's a very important thing to...
Yeah. Oh, I'm not... I would never blame you, Amar.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I would like to issue a public apology. For everything that has happened in the last 43 minutes
mm-hmm.
and everything that will happen for the next 17 minutes. Because
I think we're just getting started.
I
think we're just warming up.
I think next, what are we going to do? Oh man, I do not have a great YouTube feed. It's all ASMR videos and clips from the Ricky Gervais show.
Oh, honestly, maybe one of them. But we can play something from the Justin Bieber Christmas album.
Oh.
To get in the spirit.
Justin Bieber.
Nothing.
Christmas.
Puts me in that Christmas mood.
I don't want to hear
like Justy.
Of this Shrek. Oh, it's called Under the Mistletoe?
Oh, wow.
Justin, that is...
What?
Saucy. Oh, my God. Oh,
there are children everywhere.
We want to hear Justin Bieber, Drummer Boy, featuring Busta Rhymes. Y'all ready for this? Because I'm definitely not. I didn't know this is where my day was going.
How'd you not know? The second you said I could be on this show, how did you not know this is where it was heading? God.
Here we go. Justin Bieber, Drummer Boy, featuring Busta Rhymes.
Did someone like send that in?
No. I just discovered it on YouTube, baby. Of course.
A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas.
I would like to publicly rescind my apology from earlier. This is the best piece of content that has ever been a perform. What is this? A performance? I don't know. I think I said it was an experience earlier, and I stand by that. This is an experience I have given to you. This is my gift to the world.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah
and Kwanzaa.
And Kwanzaa and
holidays.
Non-denominational gift giving.
Satanic.
What is it? Anything to do with Satan, really?
Yeah, just. Oh, I was about to say something that I can't say on the air. Never mind.
Good.
Yeah, good thing
just,
I...
Just, like, whispered under your breath, like, away from the mic.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I realized directly after I gave my apology that y'all knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, it's been known.
Yeah, like, the post that I made on Facebook... said that it was going to be us going absolutely wild on the air.
And if we did not follow through...
Then, yeah, you know what? I would have to apologize if this wasn't an insane show. So, you know what? I take back that apology. And enjoy the rest of Drummer Boy featuring Busta Rhymes.
He's coming in soon, and he's coming in strong.
Some people say they don't care. When there's people on the street with no food, it's not fair. It's about time for you to act merrily. It's about time for you to give the charity. Merrily, you deeply even want to help it all, because they want the
there's somebody they can hold.
So I think some of you need to act bold. Give a can to a drive, let's change the glow. Glow, 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 glow. I'm a drummer boy, so dope. I'm a drummer boy, so dope.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. You are.
You are welcome.
You just are. Anytime.
Do you grasp the I feel like that song's offensive. There's something about it. I feel like it's not cool to do that to the song Drummer Boy.
And tell me why you feel that.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. That's just like my gut immediate.
They're just modernizing it. You gotta have progress.
You're right.
Yeah. You know?
You're right.
They would stay the same if they weren't changing.
Oh, words of wisdom with Amar. You got any more in there? Any more aphorisms that are going to go down in history?
Just give me a second. That might have been my best work.
This recording is all that remains of human civilization.
Put in the time capsule.
Yeah. What is it? Well, I mean, with the guy in the office, where we got what, like 2 years left before everything explodes.
Yes.
So... in the 3 years, this is going to be the only thing that's left of humanity. Amari, what do you want the aliens who are visiting Earth millions of years from now to know about what it was like to live on Earth?
Oh, my God.
What do you want them to take away from this experience? And say it directly into them, as close to the microphone as you possibly can. Because, look, it's 4:49 p.m. Nobody's doing anything but listening to this.
Yeah.
Everybody in the world is tuned in. Your voice is ringing in the ears of millions.
Just millions. Hundreds of thousands of millions.
Billions. Trillions.
Shit.
I'm not going to apologize for that burp.
I mean, like, you could, but you don't have to.
Of course not.
And I get it.
Of course not.
That's a lot of pressure, Sasha.
I know.
I guess if I'm speaking... for myself, okay. I want them to know that I was here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool. I kind of like that. I was looking for.
Was that not what you were looking for?
I was looking for VCR for BS.
Oh, yeah.
And I got actual kind of like cool wisdom. I was actually kind of sick.
It's not even. You can't really.
It's
compare.
Not really wisdom.
You not really, and you can't. It never compares to if things aren't. I don't even know.
We can listen back to the archive. I'm very excited to listen to this archive and experience what you've just experienced, because you're welcome. Next up,
Wait, Sasha, we only have 10 minutes left.
We only have 10 minutes left? Oh, that's fine.
This is tragic.
That is tragic. I mean, you can just come on every week from now on, and
honestly,
we can...
this is our way of telling you that...
You know what? Actually, you know what? This was a test run for my show for next semester. This was the pilot.
You're welcome.
The rest of the semester is going to be like normal organized. I'm going to have like regular guests who don't destroy the format.
Don't ruin the craft, the art form.
And you know, it's going to be normal shows from now on, but next semester.
But then
tune in to a weekly Sasha and Amari's Power Hour, because it's going to be popping in here. But for now, we are going to hear the Beach Boys cover of a song by The Crystals called There's No Other, in parentheses, Like My Baby. It's off of an album called Beach Boy Party. Nice little exclamation point at the end there. And I love this album because it was recorded at like an actual party. Like they were just like hanging out at a party.
That's
and they
authentic.
Were like, let's just make an album like right now.
Wow.
So you can hear like...
Sometimes I feel that way too, and I'm glad they acted on it.
Yeah. So you can like hear like, you know, teenagers from way back when, people who are old now, like joking around in the background, singing along, clapping, stuff like that.
That's fun.
It's pretty sweet. So here we go. There's No Other Like My Baby, Beach Boys.
There's a story I want you to know about my baby and how I love her so. Oh, oh, oh.
Folks, did you think you were going to be able to hear one song all the way through? Of course
never.
Not. Of course
never.
Not.
Again, foolish.
So, Amari.
Yes.
We... yes. We both served on a little thing known as Tufts Wilderness Orientation Support Staff. Is that
correct.
Right?
Correct. I can confirm it.
Right. And while we were at base camp in Maine, Eustis, Maine. Get useless in Eustis.
take me into the woods. I don't even remember what the sweatshirt said. Just watch the show. Like,
yeah, well, it has
give me
stuff
a, we can't. Watch the show.
Oh, yikes. Man, this is great to listen to. While we were at base camp, Amari and I went to fetch some water. And while we were fetching water, we encountered somebody who will remain nameless to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
Well, innocent being the operative word.
We're the innocent.
We're the innocent. But you already know our names, so really it doesn't... We're protecting nobody. And he gave us a right good spooking. And,
yes, I still dream about it to this day.
Yeah. And, you know, at support staff, they have all these kind of standard songs that you sing, like kind of camp songs and stuff like that. And, there's a kind of silly one about, like, a... this guy who has a pet alligator, and he loses him in a down a water spout, a water drain, and so Omari and I decided to do our own rendition of the song.
Yeah, we remixed it.
We remixed it. Let me see if I can find a fatty beat on YouTube real quick.
Honestly, dude,
what should I look up? Just fatty beat?
Yeah, probs. That's probably the best.
Fatty beat.
Because someone else somewhere knows what that.
Oh, means. Oh, dope hip hop trap instrumental, extreme 808 bass.
That
fat
I was hoping
Buddha.
That's what you would find.
Oh, that was the one I had in mind.
Wait, I was
Whoa.
Just gonna say that.
Let's see if this is what we need. If it's not, then we'll just do it a cappella. Ooh. Well, I'm intrigued.
This is
Limit Beats by Anthony Limit. This is pretty good.
We just have to like pace ourselves.
Yeah.
I think we can do this.
You ready?
Right.
Here you go. 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever been to the water spout, to the very bottom of the water system? There you will find a little old man who will crawl out of a shack and ask you where you live. He's real. Not sure, I promise. We met him at the water spout, and now we're feeling anxious because he's fast and limber.
Wow.
I don't know if we stayed on beat. I couldn't really hear.
It was like, I was so lost in it, but I think it was good.
Yeah, I mean, good is not really an adjective that comes into play at anymore. I think we've ruined that word with this show.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Now that you say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we sadly have only 3 minutes left. I think we'll close with an actual song, but first I need to let you know that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been Bingo Crisco. You have been.
I've been Omari since birth. Since day one. That is it.
And this has been What a Program, Episode 6. Sasha and Amari's Power Hour. Amari, do you have like an actual song that they'll be able to listen to all the way through that you want them to you want to leave the people with?
All right. Okay. Do you know the song? Ooh, we could do something by Frank Ocean.
Oh my That's lord. Good. You want to do Self Control?
Yes.
We done it, baby.
Is there a clean version? Because I think he gets a little.
It's not explicit. I mean yeah, he talks about stuff,
okay.
but it's fine.
Not bad. Okay. Okay.
Everything's fine, folks.
Fine.
Don't worry about it.
Fine.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Like the page, facebook.com/whataprogram. That's all I have to say. Do you have anything to say?
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
No problem.
Yeah.
Here we go.